Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle, controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
When T-Mobile says we've got you covered, we mean it. We've invested billions to light up our best network yet, covering 99% of people in America. And great coverage is just the beginning. Every year, families and small businesses can save up to $900 versus Verizon when they switch to T-Mobile. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store and switch today.
Coverage is not available in some areas. Savings with 4 lines based on analysis of Verizon and T-Mobile national postpaid smartphone bills, rate plan features, taxes and fees, and savings may vary. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you've got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
The total number of big leaguers who have ever hit 700 home runs? 3. Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth. The machine is now just 7 bombs away.
The 1-2. And Pujols hits it out to deep left. And Belor! Gone! 693! 693 home runs! A historic home run! The 449th different pitcher he's hit a home run against. He's tied with Bonds, first all time. Also his 30th career homer at Wrigley. 693.
Pujols hit a long single off the wall in the second inning, joked in the dugout that he should hit it more towards the right, where the ivy-covered wall juts out a little bit, and then he did that in the seventh. What the hell, man? He should not be this good, this old, in this moment. It is Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. I am Matt Spiegel, along with Ryan Porth. That was the 19th most selected batter in BTS yesterday. Smart, because when he plays, he slays. In the last 30 MLB days, Albert Pujols is second in home runs with 8, 17th in RBIs with 18, but he's just 273rd in at-bats. That is crazy efficient because it's almost all against left-handed pitching. He's hitting 447 in that span. This has been well managed by the St. Louis Cardinals. We take a look at the state of the streak of our game, Beat the Streak, every weekday morning. Jonesy remains in the lead at 30, still resting, and now joined at the top by Scott Myers, L.A., who reached with Trey Turner. Floyd 1 is at 29, thanks to Trey Turner again. Still no sign of life from Torkelson HOF, who is now third at a very stagnant 28. I hope Torkelson's okay.
Maybe he lost his phone.
That's our theory, and we're sticking to it. Stevie G, 0-4-21, had Nathaniel Lowe of the Rangers and had his streak end at 28, in part thanks to the second triple play turn this season by the Minnesota Twins on a low hotline drive to first. Ouch, man. Oh, is that a hit? No, it's three outs. So close. 26% of all streakers had Paul Goldschmidt, who was number one in the hit probability algorithm, who was number one amongst the elite users, sneak peek. And oh, by the way, he was the fourth pick as well. Ryan hitting his heart. I know, man. There's still time for you to catch Joe D at 56.
I am quickly running out of time. Quickly. The sand in that hourglass is just going very quick at this point.
My God. There's at least time to catch Kyoshi Lotus 26. And his 45, which remains the top streak on the season, you could win $10,000. All you need for that is 23 days. You can do that.
Hey, your math was correct.
All right, good. Thank you. That's really all it's about. Talk about keeping it rolling. It is now 19 games straight for one of the best hitters here in the second half of the baseball season, the Rangers' Adolis Garcia.
He just hammered this ball. Deep out to left. It is gone! Tank for Garcia, and El Bombi ties it in the fifth inning. 20th home run of the year. Wow, he's ready to go.
It's working, no doubt. How about 453 feet? You see it there, 108 miles an hour off the bat for Adolis Garcia.
El Bombi, you may have heard in there. That is the nickname for Adolis. If you don't know, this comes from a kid in Garcia's neighborhood growing up who said that his head looked like a light bulb. Bombillo is the word for light bulb, and thus El Bombi was born. Yes.
You're not going to get that on any other podcast.
19-game hitting streak, longest in the majors right now. Hey, remember this guy? Well, he did something he says he never had done before.
First and third, two down. The 3-2 to Mike is out, flared, and it's going to get down, and that's going to be a knock and an RBI, and it's going to tie the game.
Went upstairs with a slider. By design, and Trout flares it in there.
Mike Trout hit that ball twice. You can't hear it on the highlight, but you can sure see it in the super slow-mo. On the swing, it goes off the inside part of the bat, and then on follow-through, he hits it again with the end of the bat and knocks it into center field. He said that happened once to him with a broken bat, but never like this. Whatever it takes, his first RBI since coming off the injured list. Max Scherzer passed Pedro Martinez on the all-time strikeout list, but remains stuck on 199 career wins, in large part because Aaron Judge did this.
Driven to deep right field. Marte back, turning, looking. See ya. There's the home run. Number 47 in the Yankees lead 2-0.
Looks like Max Scherzer kind of just outsmarted himself. The last fastball, he snuck right down the middle. Judge took, thinking he could do it again. Not this time.
No homers in the last nine games for Judge, part of why the Yankees have been scuffling, but they were 4-2 winners last night, and they beat Alec Manoah and Scherzer the last two games. Maybe that'll give them confidence. Judge on pace for 62 home runs. The story in Oakland was the pitching of Edvard Cabrera, the Marlins. I gave you him as a daily stayaway yesterday. Back pat. The Marlins are a power righty starting pitcher factory right now. Cabrera's the latest star emerging. 8 shutout innings on 101 pitches, just 2 hits allowed, and he got all the offense he needed from J.J. Bleda, which is super fun to say.
And now Bleda out toward left center field. That will get down and get to the wall. Anderson's around third. He's going to score. Bleda replaces him at second base. Back-to-back RBI doubles. 3-0 Marlins.
One of perfection. You saw Anderson go the other way. You saw Birdie go the other way earlier. And now you watch Bleda go the opposite way. And that's because Aller not throwing anybody inside. They've already recognized that. They're not trying to pull the ball. Everybody having a real nice at-bat.
Nice talk about hitting there from Rod Allen of the Marlins broadcast crew. You're giggling, Porth. What's wrong? You don't like the way that I say J.J. Bladé?
Which is super fun to say.
It is.
Hey, that rhymes. Hey, hey, you're a poet.
One of 18 active players from Vanderbilt University, currently in the major leagues.
Shout out Nashville.
Yeah, there you go, right? That's an incredible baseball legacy. It goes all the way back to Rip Sewell, famed pitcher of the Ephus pitch. Ryan, did I ever tell you about the time that Ted Williams homered off of Rip Sewell's Ephus pitch in the 1946 All-Star game?
No.
Is this a good time to discuss it?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, no, maybe tomorrow. Okay. Our picks are next, everybody. Go nowhere! That's an order.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle, controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
16 games in MLB, including a Cardinals-Cubs doubleheader at Wrigley. We'll see if the Goldschmidt pickers shy away or not after getting shut out last night. Goldie goes against an MLB debut in Game 1, Julian Assad for the Cubs, and is just 1-for-10 lifetime against Adrian Sampson, who pitches Game 2. Blue Jays, Red Sox at Fenway, Twins, Astros in Houston, Guardians, Padres in San Diego. I don't really see a stay away that jumps out. Do you see one, Ryan? We could have talked about this before in pre-production, but instead it's live right here on the air.
How about the Brewers-Dodgers game tonight?
Brewers-Dodgers with Corbin Burns and Tony Gonsolin. So just like, don't touch it at all.
Correct.
Maybe.
Just don't touch the Brewers and... a rarity, don't touch the Dodgers.
Yeah, no, that's probably fair. And Justin Verlander is going for Houston at home against the Twins as they start that series. So you've got options for stayaways, that's for sure. Let me give you, though, now my daily double A. Analytical pick. Josh Winkowski of the Red Sox allows a .311 batting average in home games at Fenway. He's allowed a .316 batting average since the All-Star break. Rough times. Toronto comes in ready to rock. George Springer's hit .417 in the 10 games since he's been back, including 7 hits in his last 3 games. Winkowski actually a little worse against right-handed hitters. So George Springer, the pick there. And look, anecdotally, hey, if Pujols gets a headline and some love, you know Miguel Cabrera can't be far behind. He gets the hard-throwing lefty Carlos Rodon today. Cabrera is just slow enough to drive that heat the other way, which is his specialty. Lifetime 9-for-22 against Rodon for a .409 average. 6 singles and 2 homers. That'll play. Springer and Miggy is my daily double A. The fourth pick, Ryan.
German Marquez on the mound for the Rockies tonight. He has a .307 batting average against at home this season. Marquez is in the 15th percentile for expected batting average, according to Baseball Savant, and he is in the 3rd percentile for hard hit percentage, so he gives up a lot of hard contact. Nathaniel Lowe of the Texas Rangers, he is in the 87th percentile for expected batting average, and he's 2-for-4 in a small sample size against Marquez. Lowe is also hitting .395 in August, collecting a hit in 11 of his last 13 games after going hitless last night. Lowe does not hit into a triple play tonight in Denver.
That one, I think, is a lock. If you can bet it, you should do it. Elite users, those whose high streak this season puts them in the top 1% of all streakers. Yesterday, they went 2-for-3. Didn't have Goldie, but did have Turner and Harold Ramirez. Today, they've got Jose Iglesias of the Rockies against Dane Dunning. Nathaniel Lowe, that Ryan told you about. And BTS villain Nick Castellanos against the Reds lefty Nick Lodolo. And the hit probability algorithm yesterday went 1-for-3. That's all your math, MLB, not so good. Goldie and Robert. Luis Robert did have a hit. Mookie Betts did not. Today, it likes low. Corey Seager in that same matchup, and the Giants' J.D. Davis in Detroit against the lefty Drew Hutchison. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, wherever you get your podcast. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day. I should mention that Drew Hutchison is a righty. Now I feel better. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all of your guys know whether the pitcher is left-handed or right-handed and hit them where they ain't.
Just stay out of my way or you'll pay. Listen to what I say.
How about I just go eat some hay?
I can make things out of clay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you say?
J.J. Blade, which is super fun to say.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.